Devin Haney is about to beat the brakes off of Ryan Garcia. They fight this weekend, and it'll be live on DAZN, and I don't know why everybody's so excited about this fight. First of all, Ryan Garcia, gone off the rails. He looks like he's just gone off the deep end. I don't know if he's doing this to promote the fight, or I don't know if he actually believes he's been to Bohemian Grove. Yes, he actually said, "I believe I went to Bohemian Grove, and I saw them do unspeakable things to children," and yada yada. I don't buy it. This is the fifth big fight for Devin Haney. Remember, back to back with George Kambosos, two fights he won easily that got him all four belts. Then he fought Vasyl Lomachenko when he didn't need to. Lomachenko had lost the belts. He took on the toughest challenge anyway. He goes out there and steps up to face Regis Progre. He's getting a belt at 140. And now he's fighting Ryan Garcia. Let's be honest, Garcia is probably the weakest out of all those. You could make an argument about Kambosos, but Kambosos has a better win than anything Ryan Garcia has ever had. And that's the Teofimo Lopez win. Obviously, 140 is probably the best division in boxing right now. We talked about him a couple weeks ago, but Pitbull was out there and he just captured his belt. You've got Subriel Matias, who's, I'm always about, let's get Subriel Matias a fight. And then you got Teofimo Lopez. Arnold Barboza's fighting there too. And then obviously Isak Cruz, Josh Taylor, Richard Hitches. Like, I'm going down the list. Gary Anton Russell, Jack Catterall, decent. Jermaine Ortiz. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this division's just so good. Oh, and I forgot about the GOAT, Raleigh Romero. That's a joke. Please don't click away. But yeah, Garcia and Haney, they fight this weekend. This is a big 140 fight. And honestly, with all the shenanigans that Ryan Garcia has put Devin Haney through, asking him where his mom is and all of this, that, and the other, like, I really hope that Haney gets a knockout. Haney hadn't had a knockout in God knows how long. When's the last time Devin Haney got a knockout decision? Retirement in 2019 against Abdulev, and then Antonio Morgan in 2019 was his last actual knockout. Since then, it's been nothing but decisions. I mean, he's fought like Yorkis Gamboa, George Linares, Jojo Diaz. That's before the five-fight stretch that I announced or I brought up earlier. So yeah, this fight this weekend is just another big fight for Haney in terms of name value. So if he gets out there and he goes on and puts on performance like he did in his last two against Regis Progre, he didn't get the knockout there, but he put on a fantastic performance. No jabbing clinch like he always does. Lomachenko, same story. He went out there and he fought hard. He put on a good show. So if he goes out there and fights like that with Ryan Garcia, I can see a situation to where Devin Haney is like the man at 140 now. Teofimo Lopez, who just had a terrible performance, is on the back burner, and he decides, you know what, I'm gonna go beat Tio, and then I'm gonna fight Isak Cruz and Subriel Matias, or whoever, if they fight, the winner of that. I just want to be the man at 140, and then it's north from there. Remember, Devin Haney's super young, and he could put on a lot of weight. I'm talking a lot. The guy's got a big frame. So, what does Devin Haney do well? If you look in these last two fights, with the Lomachenko fight and the Regis Progre fight, they are two fights against southpaws. So, they're not really a good judge of what he's going to do against Ryan Garcia, because Garcia's an orthodox just like Haney is. He might come out in southpaw. I'm not going to say he wouldn't, but I don't see that as a type of fight that Devin Haney would do. So what's he going to do with Ryan Garcia? He's going to come out there, and obviously the jab is his number one weapon, as it should be. Devin Haney's jab is among the best in boxing. And when you're leading with a jab, that's your longest weapon in boxing. It's the jab. And if you can catch somebody as they're coming at somebody fast, like Ryan Garcia, if he's coming in fast, the jab's going to hit hard, especially if you catch him. Garcia doesn't move his head. His chin is high. He's there to be jabbed and crossed up. I know about his hand speed and stuff. Ryan Garcia has fantastic hand speed. Devin Haney has good hand speed too, but you're either the faster or you're the slower fighter. There's no in between there. Like, if I'm a microsecond slower than you, you're the faster guy, and you're going to get there first if you throw the right punches. So Devin Haney, I like I said, leading with the jab. But what we saw against Regis Prograis and Vasily Lomachenko is a Devin Haney that is more aggressive. And if Garcia is trying to get Devin Haney mad, I think that's going to work against him in this fight, right? Like, Haney, when he fights, not angry, but like, this aggressive Devin Haney is kind of scary. He's still technically sound. He still brings a really good fight and a really tough game to crack. Lomachenko is like among the most disciplined fighters there is. He's way undersized at 135. He really should be fighting at 130, but he likes the challenge. So, what was Devin Haney going to look like? We haven't seen an aggressive Devin Haney against an orthodox opponent. Not recently. Not against like a recent orthodox opponent that is this high level. And like, yeah, I poo-poo on Ryan Garcia all the time about how I don't think he's a good fighter. I mean, he's a really good fighter. Don't get me wrong. He's got good, fast hands, and he selects some shots well. But he makes a lot of mistakes, too. And we're going to get into that in a second here, if you stay with me. We're going to talk about his last fight with Oscar Duarte, something that we discussed after the fight happened. We're going to retread some of that and see how it can play out here against Devin Haney. But Devin Haney, this could be his breakout fight. So we saw him work the body against Lomachenko. We saw him work the body against Regis Prograis. How did Gervonta Davis beat Ryan Garcia? With the body work. Granted, Gervonta Davis is a southpaw. So he's not going to have that lead hook to the body in the same way that Tank would have it against Ryan Garcia. Also, Ryan Garcia is actually fairly good against southpaws not named Gervonta Davis. He really knows how, with his brother, I forget what his brother's name is, but he's a southpaw, and they've grown up fighting each other. Right? So, Haney is going to have to double up to the body. Long, his best weapon is his jab, right? Let's jab to the body. Long, step out, dip your head off the center line, and throw that jab, boom, right into his gut. Make Ryan Garcia absolutely miserable in there. He's a quitter. And I thought after the Luke Campbell fight, maybe he's not a quitter. Maybe he's kind of one of those guys that can grit it out. But we saw in the Tank fight, like, yeah, a body shot, they suck. They hurt very bad. But Ryan Garcia can't take a real fighter's body shot. And I think the body shot for Devin Haney will be the number one way to go. So that was going to get Ryan Garcia to lower his hands. His chin's always up in the air. And Devin Haney's going to find it. Is he going to knock him out? Probably not, because Devin Haney doesn't knock anybody out. Unless he's been, you know, hitting the gym or the pharmacist and putting on some muscle. I mean, we've seen that with other fighters before they get big. And they get some power to him instead of being a technical boxer. I'd love to see a powerful Devin Haney. And I hope we get to see that this weekend. I think Devin Haney, now, I'm going to say it. I think Devin Haney knocks out Ryan Garcia. Garcia is so undisciplined. He's so uncoachable. That's what we talked about when his last fight with Oscar Duarte, how uncoachable he is. I don't think Ryan Garcia really, I think Prograis stood a better chance than Ryan Garcia does against Devin Haney. Now, granted, Regis Prograis, let me retread that, because Regis Prograis from New Orleans, and I'm from Louisiana myself, and I'm going to stand all the Louisiana guys I can, you know, but I think, you know, as a southpaw and as the type of fight that Regis Prograis can bring, he didn't bring it that fight, I think he's a better matchup against Devin Haney. So, yeah, I'm going Devin Haney via knockout. I think that's really this will be kind of the moment Devin Haney says to himself, Teofimo Lopez, you can't run from me. I've been chasing you since our days at 135. You don't want to fight me. Everybody wants you and me to fight. Let's fight. You can't hide from me. Then it'll be in Teofimo's court like, oh, I had a bad performance last time and Haney just looked phenomenal. What am I going to do? I'm going to go fight Devin Haney. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show the world, no, Devin Haney's not better than me. I'm better than Devin Haney. I beat Lomachenko first. Me. Not really first. Loma had a loss against Orlando, and that was kind of controversial. So, in essence, yes, I dethroned the pound-for-pound number one Lomachenko. We'll rewind and say that. You're going to fight me, and then we have us a mega fight. Like, Teofimo Lopez and Devin Haney is a big fight. But first, he has to get past Ryan Garcia. He has to deal with the hands, and he has to get Ryan Garcia going backwards. So, like, a lot of double jabs, come behind it with a cross. He leaves his chin up in the air. I'm telling you, somebody's going to find that one day. Somebody that's a good boxer. I was surprised Tank didn't find it. Devin Haney might find it. Double, triple jab, go body head, just kind of get him backing up, and then take a big step in and come over the top. You could knock Ryan Garcia down. I'd love it. I'd love it, especially with all these antics that he's been putting out. So Ryan Garcia, what is his path to victory? First of all, let's not count out any shenanigans. This is New York City that they're fighting in, and New York's Athletic Commission is absolutely dumb. They're stupid, okay? So Ryan Garcia might not make it to this fight. Like, they might say, oh, he's out. Like, they might go in the medicals and be like, I've been seeing what you said on Twitter. It's time to pull you out. They should have done that a long time ago, but they didn't. But, you know, I hope he makes it to the fight. I really do. And, yeah. So, when you got a guy like Ryan Garcia who has such good gifts, you want to tailor a game plan around maximizing those gifts in the areas where a fighter like Devin Haney is not, where you can exploit what Devin Haney does. So Devin Haney, we know he's coming with a jab. Okay? We know he's coming with a real big jab. So how do you counter the jab? Well, you got to slip your head on the inside or the outside and land either a left hook or a right cross. Yeah, that's really the two big combos. And with Ryan Garcia being such a fast fighter, as basic as that sounds, that might be the way to go. Now, granted, he's going to run into the risk of Devin Haney clinching him all night, especially if he starts to slip his head and start to almost land or land on Devin Haney, who has a really good chin. But I think we have to maximize the speed here. I also want Ryan Garcia to tuck that chin down. I said it a couple times in the Devin Haney section of this, to where he leaves his chin up high all the time. You know, he does the shoulder roll type thing, and we're going to talk about that with Oscar Duarte in a second here. Get that chin down low, behind your shoulder. Just don't do that. That's how you get knocked out. And a fighter like Devin Haney is going to knock you out. Never mind. Teofimo Lopez, Subriel Matias, Isak Cruz, they'll knock you out. Devin Haney will jab it all night. Again, though, like, Devin Haney, this could be the fight where Devin Haney gets his awesome knockout. And it only takes one. And then you start to, like, work things out in the gym. And next thing you know, like, Devin Haney, who's going on, like, seven decisions in a row, is now knocking everybody out. Wouldn't that be something, huh? Teofimo Lopez, the 140 decision machine. Devin Haney, the knockout artist at 140. Wow. That would be bonkers. So what else with Ryan Garcia? So if you look back at the Oscar Duarte fight, he refused to listen to his coaches. Uncoachable. I called him uncoachable because he was. He wasn't listening to what Derek James was saying. And that's Derek James in there. One of the best coaches in the boxing world. Why would you? Yeah, he went there for a reason. Like, he's a very good coach. But what good is a coach if you're not coachable and not coached by them? I could resuscitate Cus D'Amato and have him be my coach. And if I go out there and don't fight like Cus D'Amato coaches me, there's no point in reviving him. And I've just committed witchcraft and black magic and my soul is damned to all eternity. Necromancy is not very... not very accepted. But yeah, that's another thing he has to do. So remember the Oscar Duarte fight, to where Ryan Garcia went long stretches just trying to shoulder roll. Like, Oscar Duarte was in that fight. He was bringing Ryan Garcia a very good fight and a very close fight until Garcia put him away. I believe, what was that, the eighth round? I think that was. Let me look it up. Yeah, round eight, till he put Oscar Duarte away. Knocked him down, and Duarte kind of couldn't continue. He might have needed a win. He might have needed a finish. And by the way that fight was going, it could have very well become a finish. So yeah, Ryan Garcia was doing this poor shoulder roll. Like, he did find like a good uppercut from that shoulder roll. So like with, let's see, your left hand forward, you roll behind. That loads up this uppercut right here where you, boom, bring it in. He had that. That was, you know, that was nice. But like watching Ryan Garcia utilize a shoulder roll, like Devin Haney's used a shoulder roll before and it looks actually really good. Ryan's did not. Instead, Ryan Garcia's shoulder roll looked amateurish. It looked like he figured it out on the fly and was like, yeah, I'm just going to go with this. Sure, that's okay against a guy like Oscar Duarte, who's an okay fighter. But if you're going to face Devin Haney, that's not good enough. So, yeah, Ryan Garcia, he's good against southpaws, though. Like I said, he's really good against southpaws. And if Haney is ever in a southpaw position, watch out, because that left shot to the liver is one of those things that Ryan Garcia seems to always find, and I love it. I love it. It's one of his best shots. He's had two knockouts with that lead left hook to the body, and it's one of his best shots. So yeah, this fight's going to be good this weekend. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be Devin Haney's come out party. Or will Ryan Garcia find a left hook somehow to the body and put Haney down with a body shot? Wouldn't that be something?